Good morning, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KRFY Morning Show. This is Julie Calamine, one of three of us now morning show hosts, and I feel so happy this morning to be joined by two guests that we've had in the past, and they're joining together to talk to us about some upcoming events that are going to be happening at the East Bonner County Library. Guest number one is Joyce Jowdy. Hi, Joyce.
Morning, Julie.
Nice to see you again. It's always a good program when we can hear what's happening at the library.
Thanks so much for having us.
You bet. And second guest is Suzanne Tabert of Cedar Mountain Herb School. And we've had you on our first Tuesday of the month programs, which are Garden Life, and you've been a delight. So welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you. It's so good to be here again.
Nice to have you both back for kind of a shared cause at the library. Well, as we often do on the morning show, we ask our guests to tell us just a bit about themselves and how they came to be doing what they're doing. Joyce, let's start with you.
Well, I've lived here over 20 years, but I guess over 25 years, and I've been using the library the whole time I've been here. And I was fortunate enough to get this position as the Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator just past my second year anniversary. So it's been great. And just to let folks know, as Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator, obviously the adult programming is pretty obvious, and it'll be even more so as we're talking. But many people aren't familiar with the community engagement aspect, and that's really me reaching out to the community, individuals, families, businesses, nonprofits, and trying to really engage them in the library and the library and what they do in their interest, and trying to really respond to what the needs and the interests are in the community so that we can kind of, you know, build some community and create a sense of belonging, see what people's aspirations are for their lives, their families, their community, and what are some of the barriers. And, you know, the library plays so many roles in our community. We're not just books anymore. And really trying to see how can the library play that role, you know, to break down some of those barriers. Maybe it's a new class. Maybe it's access to the Library of Things or the digital library or some other service, or going out in the community more, which you'll hear about later.
Yes.
Well, so lots of different things going
Joyce,
on.
Joyce, what I have to say is congratulations to you on your two-year anniversary. And I just find that you bring so much passion and energy to this position that you've taken on. And I really feel like it's made a difference at the library. So much fun stuff happening.
Well, thank you. I hope to. You know, that's the whole point, is bringing community together. Let's all make connections.
That's right. All right. Well, Suzanne, we are going to delve into a class that you're going to be teaching with the library. And let's begin, though, by finding out a bit about your background, how you came to be heading up and owning and running Cedar Mountain Herb School.
This is something I've been doing my entire life, from when I was sitting at my dad's knee, my great aunt Mary's knee, my grandma's knee. My great aunt Mary, when I was little, she would tell me about plants that she had, how they used them for medicine and for food in her family, what my great grandma did to keep them healthy. And it just really put in me a passion for the plants and loving the plants. And she would send me home with plants to take home. She lived in Pittsburgh. I lived in Chicago. And either driving or on the plane, I'd have these little boxes of plants to my parents' chagrin. But, you know, I kept them alive and I learned from them. My grandma taught me a lot about, again, what my great grandma did to keep them healthy. And then my dad had a huge garden and he'd always carve out a little plot for me and I could plant whatever I wanted. And so this is something I've been doing my whole life, you know, grubbing under the trees to get wild violets. And it evolved into sharing what I've learned over the years, mostly self-taught, about herbal medicine, identifying the plants, being able to recognize them in the wild, how to plant them and have them thrive in the garden, and then how to use them for health and nutrition.
Well, an avocation and a business came out of it all. It's wonderful.
Thank you. It is definitely my passion. You know, some people say, oh, I have to go to my job today. You know, oh, I've got to go to work today. And I go, woo, I get to teach students today. It's really exciting. And I just want to thank Joyce for allowing me to teach a class at the library, because, you know, having that, the library as a venue, really expands, like you said, Joyce, the library's ability to reach out to the community and build community within our little town here. And I just love it.
It sure does. And the way that the community rooms just set up for presentations and people coming in is so nice. I just love the way the library works these days.
Yeah, and we're trying to also get out more into the community itself so people have an opportunity to access things in different ways. And you develop different things. It's like we were doing the open mics at Evans Brothers, and many of you might remember the Curious Conversations in March we did at the library, but now we're talking about doing that again at a different venue, so it'll be a different experience. And by the way, are you familiar with that, Julie, the Curious Conversations?
Yes.
So I just want to put a shout out there in case anybody's interested in being a living book for the next one. So essentially what, you know, the 22nd version is you sit down one-on-one with a person for about 15 minutes. The one person shares their story, some aspect of their life, personal experience story, and the other person, the borrower, from the general public, gets to hear their story, ask questions, have a dialogue. And everybody's got a story, and some are super compelling. And so we're looking for more persons to share their story, which we call living books,
because they're
in person. So just wanted to throw that out there because we're planning already for the next one.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, in a community like this, there are no lack of people that would be interesting to hear about.
I know there's some really amazing stories from the last time, and I know there's even more in the community. So feel free to reach out to call me, folks out there.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, listeners, think about it, whether you might like to lend out your life story and have a borrower ask you about it. Super cool. Well, our topic today is what's going on at the library, and there is so much, but we have two kind of key areas we want to focus on. And Joyce, I'm going to let you take it away and start first with the picnic day, and then we'll move on to what Suzanne has going on.
All right. So Friday, June 27th, we're going to be going out to Pine Street Woods, getting out in nature, everybody. Picnic day and music. So pack up your picnic hamper and come out at 12:30 to the Pine Street Woods, which is at 11915 West Pine Street, if you haven't been there before. And you'll be treated to music by OK2 Bote. And I'm sure you're like, what is that? Well, it happens to be a steel drum band. So the Tri-Cities Association has middle school students who are super, super talented, and they go on tour, and they called asking to tour here. And so we partnered with the Kiniksu Land Trust, and they welcomed us there, and we'll be having this picnic day in music. And then I was also able to persuade some students from the Suzuki String Academy to play after them. And we'll have our bookmobile there, so you can come check out books. You don't have to, you know, won't be keeping you from the library if you go out. And then also we'll probably, you know, maybe do some pop-up surprise activities. Maybe I'll lead you in a hike if you're interested, or some other nature walk or something. And I just think, Julie, this is super cool timing because, you know, I was listening to the radio, the morning show yesterday in the morning, and you had KLT, the Kiniksu Land Trust, on.
It was Wednesday.
Super interesting.
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah, so we're really trying to partner more like that. And some of you are familiar. There's also a kids program we do out there, Tales and Trails. So there's all sorts of different crossovers. And just to let your folks know who were listening to your program yesterday, if you're interested in more information, we even have information about them in our lobby display. They did a beautiful display in our window display in the lobby about the folk school and about Kiniksu Land Trust. So come over to the library and check that out as well.
Yes, and it's got such a great, interesting story of how it came to be. And then for the library to be out and having a picnic there, I love it.
Yep, so you have to remember, bring your own food, though.
Okay, that is important to remember.
Otherwise, it'll be just music and not picnic and music.
Bring your own picnic. You don't have to bring your own music.
That's right. We'll have plenty great. And I'm told it's wonderful to dance to. And then, you know, and you can even just hike while you're listening. I'm sure it'll carry. So please come out on June 27th. And the Tri-City Steel Band Association and Kiniksu Land Trust and the library are all co-sponsoring
this. Of this event. Yeah. And so I love the idea of having both the music, but also having the bookmobile. If folks haven't gotten to know the new bookmobile, it's super nice.
Isn't it cool?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and if you don't, if you're new to the community or you've just never thought about going to the library, you can get your library card there. And folks should know that even though there's a limited selection on the bookmobile, you can always ask for whatever it is you would normally want from our collection, even from the Library of Things, and they'll bring it the next time on that stop, you know, because we have a route, certain places, certain days. This is a special one coming out to the picnic, of course. But that's something to keep in mind. And I just saw something new. It's probably not even on the shelf yet. There's a balancing bike that they're adding to the
Library of Things.
It's this cool little bike for kids. I guess it's to help them learn to balance. There's no pedals. But it looks like a really cool. I wish they had an adult size.
You know, I just have to interject and ask you to describe the Library of Things for those who, if you haven't been in the library and checked that out, it's cool. Tell us just for a moment.
Oh, that's right. I didn't think people might not know. So thank you. Well, everybody thinks of books. Well, and now then they thought of books on tape. And then they think of movies. Well, now you can check out a telescope. You can check out a sewing machine. You can check out adapters. You can check out all different exciting things. And there's this season, what's really popular is the bird watching backpack. Mm. It has binoculars in it. It has informational books. People are even tracking what they've seen, all sorts of cool things. So it's a long list to go over, but you can check it out and bring it back.
Yeah,
and
check
use
it out.
There's even a guitar.
More things than just books. We can say that.
There you go.
I love the bookmobile idea. I'm glad that we have a bookmobile here in Sandpoint. I remember when I was a little girl, the first time I went onto our bookmobile, I grew up in a town outside of Chicago, and it was the librarian. I thought she was just the most amazing thing on the planet. She can read books to me. She can drive around, and she stopped right by my school, my elementary school, and just to walk onto that bookmobile and smell the books, pick the books up. You know, that was, let's just say, way before audiobooks.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, way before. And just that feeling of the books were made available to me, and I could walk to the bookmobile. I didn't have to wait for my mom to drive me to the library. So that was such a convenience. And the other day I saw the bookmobile, and that just brought all those memories back.
Was that at the farmer's market?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I was talking to her. She said she had the staff person that was staffing at Michelle said that she had amazing turnout the other day on Saturday. So even if you're not a regular bookmobile user, but you come in for Saturday, mom can go shopping for groceries, and kids can find their latest book selection for their summer reading program.
That's right. And mom or the child can go online and see that it's there for them the next Saturday.
There you go.
Pretty cool. Well, that sounds like a great event, and we've covered it well, so I think we can now move on. What's next, Joyce?
Next is the Natural Connections program, Saturday, June 28th. So it's the very next day. You can picnic on one day, and the next day, experience some other sorts of things. And many of you are used to me talking about the Natural Connections program. It happens once a month, except for last May, on a Saturday. And this time, the timing's a little different. So I want to make sure people know the first program is going to start at 11, and it'll go and end till 4 p.m. So that's this Saturday is the June 28th, 11 a.m., and we're going to start with Everyday Resilience. And basically, it is in a world where, you know, so many of us are being stressed and challenged, and how do you stay clear-headed and resilient? And so there's going to be a workshop, and Jenna Minervina, she has been practicing psychotherapy since the late 90s, is going to clue us in, and she's a licensed, certified social worker, and she will be, you know, sharing mindfulness practices that are super ancient, as well as the cutting edge brain science. So we can explore how does the brain respond to stress and how can you train it to recover, you know, refocus and to thrive. So there'll be practical things. And she is super, she's talked in our community on all sorts of things from grief to meditation. And she is also in private practice. So she's an awesome resource. And I think everybody will enjoy that at 11 a.m. And I should mention, Julie, I forgot at the beginning, this program will be out in the Sandpoint Library Garden. So unless we get bad weather, then we'll go into the community room. But hopefully we'll be out in the garden for this whole day.
Yes, and that garden space is a place where I would imagine rebuilding some resilience. It's a wonderful place. So yes. It should be a great presentation.
And then at 12:30, we'll go into herbs, hacks, and healing, a quest for calm and emotional well-being, which Suzanne will go into much more detail about. But I just want to give you the overview of the day real quick. And I should point out, all of these are no registration required, and any materials are all provided. So it's free, and come as you are.
Oh, great. And come for part or come for all, and just enjoy the opportunity. And there's one. Is there a third?
There's yes, there third is. One. And we wrap up the day at 2:30. It will be the start of the last program, Making Natural Inks and Pigments. And this is Brianna will be doing that, who coincidentally, she's doing it as an individual, but she also coincidentally works for Kinnexu Land Trust.
Great.
And she's our partner with the picnic as well as the display and other things. So she's just so passionate about sharing knowledge. She was willing to offer information, and we're gonna get down and into it. She was telling me we're going to be smashing things and creating art after we create these inks and pigments, and she talks about them. So it'll be a very hands-on program. And once again, that one is free. So I hope people come out on the 28th. And then I'm going to turn it back over to you, Julie.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to turn it back over to Suzanne and have her delve a little more deeply into what's going to be happening on that Saturday, June 28th for her herbs, hacks, and healing. Herbs, hacks, and healing. That's kind of a lot of stuff you're going to cover from 12:30 to, I suppose, 2.
Sure is.
Oh, and actually, you know, I didn't say the whole title. It's also A Quest for Calm and Emotional Well-Being.
Wow.
So, you know, if anybody's having stress, I think these first two programs, and then you end it with smashing things, I don't know. I think we got you covered if you're stressed out.
Yeah.
No kidding. No, it goes from really kind of deep considerations, and then some medicinal ways to work on our resilience, and then just a lot of fun. What a great day. Well, you're that middle box, that middle square, Suzanne, that transition from thinking about things to doing things. And let's just have you tell us as much as you would enjoy telling us about that day.
People tell me when I open up my mouth and start talking about herbs and healthy lifestyles that a fire hose of information comes out. So we'll see how much we can cover in my hour and a half that I have allotted to me. I am an herbalist. I have a passion for plants. However, there's so much more to health than just taking an herb. You know, I will talk about a number of plants that are going to help us to calm and gain resilience. You know, when we are talking about stress, when we're talking about anxiety, there's a reason why those are coming up, right? There's a reason why we're experiencing those feelings, those thoughts, and those physical manifestations. So what herbs do is help to calm us down enough to start thinking straight. Because when we're stressed out, that term, I can't think straight, is truly a physical thing that happens inside of our brains. And so while I'll be talking about herbs like Tulsi basil, lavender, we'll be working with mugwort and motherwort. I'm going to be bringing those right out of my garden. And those are two, they're both calming herbs, but they work on a different way. And so the mugwort, if you think about the physiological things that this plant does, it's able to bring toxins up out of the ground and chemically transform them into the basic building blocks of life. So it changes toxins into things that we can build upon, right? And so when we take in mugwort, it takes that monkey off the back. It takes that baggage that we've been carrying for so long that create toxic behaviors, toxic relationships, things that prevent us from being the joyous, wonderful beings that we were born to be, right? And so mugwort really helps us with that. And motherwort, wort is an Old English word for plant. So it's the plant of the mother. Its botanical name, Leonurus cardiaca, literally means lion-hearted. If we're so stressed out, we're so full of fear and anxiety, I can't is your mantra, right? Motherwort says, oh, honey, yes, you can. It's the cheerleader. It's the, you know, that kind mother that gives you that unconditional love that says you can do this. You are worthy. You do have a place and a purpose in this world, right? So they both work on the emotions in totally different ways, but they're able to help us both calm, get rid of things that aren't working for us, and help to live the life that we were supposed to do. And, you know, busyness is a big term these days. I'm too busy. I'm too busy for friends. I'm too busy for my kids. I'm too busy for loved ones. I've got to do the laundry. I got to do this. I got to do that. And you hear it so much that it almost, and, you know, your friends will go, wow, look at you. You're so busy. And it's almost like a badge of honor, right? And so to see who's the, well, you're busy, but I'm even busier than that, you know, and that, you know, I've been thinking in my head, it's been rolling around this role of busyness and how it really jacks up our anxiety. And so then you hear people say, oh, I'm so anxious. I'm so busy. I need to slow down. Fine. But then are we doing all those same activities, but very slowly, which for me would really tick me off because I got to get things done. Mama ain't got time to go really slow. So what about if we change, I got to slow down to I need to simplify, right? And so when we have so much on our plate that it's a huge platter, we need to take things one at a time, deal with it all the way through to its completion. And it's gone. It's not there anymore. And then we can pick up the next thing. And as we're doing that, as we're using herbs, as we're using these lifestyle hacks that are going to help us to get calm and remain calm, we may realize this platter, there's so much on there that we don't even need to do. And we can just start tossing them left and right and toss them right over our shoulder because we've been using that mugwort and we don't have that big backpack to get in the way anymore.
I love it. And so it makes me wonder, is the cart before the horse, hearing from the resilience therapist before we hear from you and getting folks onto their proper herbs so that they can actually benefit from some resilience?
It remains to be seen. But, you know, I think they'll really tie in very well together. And I can tell you, I'm going to stay afterwards to start to beat some things on rocks.
I'll bet, because I have a feeling you beat up a few herbs from time to time.
Yeah. Well, that's called weeding, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, those weeds. Well, I understand that this is the main topic for your time at the library coming up on the 28th, but you delve into so many areas of herbs, and we have more time. We could talk about what you're enjoying right now, what's happening, what you're harvesting.
Oh, you know, I have an apprenticeship program going on right now, and I've got a group of ladies who are just absolutely amazing. And we were in the garden last Thursday, and they got to harvest chamomile, which is, you know, it's a sedative herb. That's what everybody thinks about it. But what a lot of people don't know is it's an anti-inflammatory. And when we're stressed out, when we have anxiety, our body goes into a histamine reaction. And that histamine reaction, if we don't deal with the stress, if we don't deal with the anxiety, turns into chronic inflammation. And that is the genesis of just about every disease, right? So they got to learn about what's inside the chamomile that does these, you know, the phenolic compounds and the terpenes and whatnot. But they got to pick you know, I stood back and I let them pick my entire plot of chamomile, which is quite large. And I just watched them. And I watched them go from la, 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 to, what a beautiful day. And, I like your earrings, you know, and just watched them calm. And then they got to make a chamomile honey. One of the things that I find really important is getting the medicine to the people in ways they'll enjoy taking so that healing can occur. If we're just doing teas or tinctures, not everybody will use them. Teas can taste bitter, and people who are used to sweet may not go for that, right? There are people in recovery, or it's against their religion or moral standards to drink alcohol. So those two could be out. So in that case, what do we do, right? What are our options? And honey is always a good option. It's a taste treat. And we're bringing the medicine to the people in ways they'll enjoy taking so that the healing can occur.
I love it. That sounds like a great way to be out with you on a nice summer day, Suzanne. Hey, the other note that I've got about what's happening with you just showcases how important you are as an herbalist. And it has to do with the American Herbalist Guild. What's going on?
So I will be doing, Quest for Calm, Herbs, Hacks, and Healing, a 4-part series every Wednesday online through the American Herbalist Guild. So it's going to be 2 hours each time we meet. So it's kind of like the Natural Connections on steroids. So instead of an hour and a half, we have 8 hours of learning about the anatomy of the nervous system and the limbic system, how stress impacts them, herbs and, lifestyle changes that we can do. And I'm going to dive in very deeply. So if you go on hg.org or just go ask Uncle Google to find the American Herbalist Guild, you can find the information to register for that. And that is, there's going to be so much information. I'm super excited to present that.
That sounds like a great learning experience and really fun for everybody. How nice. Well, all right. I think what we're going to do now is bring it on back to Joyce Jowdy, and move on into other activities happening. But before I say that, I want to thank you, Suzanne, because Suzanne gives us a taste of what presenters are like at the library. They are passionate. They are excited. Woo-hoo. Joyce does a great job of selecting them. And so it is energizing, this darn library. I love it. All right, Joyce, back to you.
Well, thanks, Suzanne. I'd like her to add one more thing, if you,
of course,
we've got time.
Right.
Is Suzanne, for our radio listeners here, will be doing another library event. So the first one she was just talking about is at the Sandpoint Library Garden on June 28th. But on August 2nd, she's going to go out to Clark Fork and do a totally different program. And frankly, it's a type of program that I really haven't done since I've been doing these different programs. So I'm kind of curious, not to give away everything so people, you know, feel they don't have to come, but give them a taste of what it'll be. And just so people know, it's called Wild and Beautiful Botanical Skincare for Naturally Healthy Skin.
Wow.
Can you give us a little teaser or just talk in general a little bit about the relationship of herbs and skincare?
Absolutely.
Something a little bit there?
You know, when I was in my 20s, oh gosh, I can go even back farther than that, to look at my mom, my grandma, my great-grandma, and see what they did for their skin. I remember my mom had this noxzema in this blue glass jar, and it was so cooling on the face. She would give me her empty jar, and I would just kind of swirl my fingers around trying to get that little last bit. And just watching what they did to look so much younger than their chronological age and how beautiful these women were. And I got to get their genetics. And I've always been, I wouldn't say preoccupied with the skin, but understanding that we need to care for it. So what I will be talking about in the library is, what is the skin? You know, the skin is our largest organ. What we put on the skin goes in, and it can go across our blood-brain barrier and wreak havoc if we're using ingredients that are, you know, petroleum-based, and they could be endocrine immune system disruptors, you know, disrupting our hormones. And so I'm going to talk about what we can do from the inside out and then the outside in. I always talk about lifestyle hacks. What can we do to help the skin look healthy. Hydration is one of them. You know, as a species, we're chronically dehydrated. So I talk about that and give actual, you know, ways to get this hydration in ways that people will enjoy. And also, I'll be creating a couple of products that people will be able to take home with them to really start them on their journey to healthy skin.
How nice. That sounds exciting. And listeners, of course, you can't see Suzanne, but I can. And I'm just looking at her and trying to gauge what her, you know, chronological age is.
87.
Her. That's what I was afraid you would say, because you look like you're about 45 or something.
Bless you, so my child.
She's truly 87, and you just have to see her. So, well, folks, if for no other reason, come just to see Suzanne.
You're funny. I got my old lady card last April, so I'm officially on Medicare. But thank you for the compliment. I need it, actually.
Yeah, no, your skin looks great.
Thank you, folks.
Come for some good tips. I think I need to come. We all get so wrinkly as we age. The sun, yeah, sun exposure, of course, is another topic. Maybe that'll be addressed too.
Oh, you know what? In the next issue of the what's the name of the co-op newsletter? The Roundup. Yes, I'm giving my natural sunscreen recipe. So look for that.
Yes, look for it, listeners. For that. We can all use that this time of the year in North Idaho, where the sun is intense. So something really important to look for.
And I was looking for an insect repellent one. I was noticing how crazy the mosquitoes were. Do you ever do anything for insects?
Yes, ma'am. If you go on my website and click on articles and then search for Quit Bugging Me, and that gives you my recipe for my mosquito spray that works very well.
And I guess we should have done that. What is your website?
Oh, cedarmountainherbs.com.
And then to let folks know if they have any questions in terms of these library events, they can contact me, once again, Joyce Jowdy, at 208-263-6930 at extension 1103, or email me at joyce@ebonnerlibrary.org. And of course, you can always find more information out at www.ebonnerlibrary.org. We have an events page, or also you can find that by going to the audience that you're interested in, whether it's, you know, youth or adults or what have you. So you can always find out more information. I'm so excited to have Suzanne at 12:30 on the 28th. She's going to do that 2-hour program, and we're going to have hands-on, and you're going to go home with a special vinegar and also a bundle of, is it motherwort or mugwort?
Well, either or both, depending on people's preference after they learn about the plants.
So. And that's at the Sandpoint Library Garden. And then on August 2nd, 1 to 3, she'll be at Clark Fork doing the skincare. And you'll also have either something to make or take or what have you, because people like to get in there and know what to do and take these tips home.
Amen. Yes, hands try on. It out.
Suzanne, would you repeat your contact information again? I kind of missed the last bit of it.
CedarMountainHerbs.com.
That's easy.
Or just ask Uncle Google for the Cedar Mountain Herb School.
Very good. Okay. All right. Well, I think next chapter, Joyce, is to go through some other upcoming events and activities at the library. And there's quite a few of them.
Yes, there are. So we're very fortunate to have the McDonough Law Group has decided to once again offer free legal day. So if you missed out on that in the springtime, or you didn't get all your questions answered, please go on to our website and register for a free 45-minute consultation. And it can be on any topic that, and you meet one-on-one in private, confidentially, with an attorney. And they'll be doing that at the library, but it's essential that you register online, and it'll connect you to their registration site if you go to our website, and that way you can get your own time slot. And also that day, that same law group is going to offer Estate Planning 101. And for that one, you don't have to register. And if you're not able to get into town, you can either go to Clark Fork and watch it via Zoom or from your own home. out on your patio deck and learn about what sorts of things you should be paying attention to, whether you're a parent or you're aging. Everybody, I went to the last one, and they convinced me everybody needs to estate plan. Even if you say you have nothing, just because of some of those rules in the state, especially if you have kids or, you know, even a house or anything. So that will be 5:30 to 7 p.m. And both of these are totally free of charge. So that's Tuesday, July 1st.
What a great thing to offer, because so often we have these little legal questions, but we're afraid it'll be expensive to get an answer.
Absolutely.
And this is a great way to find out if you need to do something, go ahead and do something, or if you're good where you're at. But yeah, just simple legal questions, great.
Yes, it's wonderful. And everybody who went last time, and they had a full house, you know, every appointment was filled. Everyone I talked to was very pleased and said it's really helped them take the next step or know what the next step is or to feel better about what they were doing. And they're very skilled. And so we really appreciate Elizabeth Strube, their paralegal, who's locally here, working with another individual, hooking us up and orchestrating it and scheduling it with the attorney, Mark, from that firm that'll be doing the actual presentation. And many of you will recognize her name because she, like so many people in this community, saw Julie smiling here. You guys couldn't see it, so I knew she recognized the name. Everybody wears so many hats. Many of you know her as food safety person, you know, for working with the extension as a volunteer. So everybody's awesome, and we all bring it together. She's all about connections. That's how she met me, by the way.
She's wonderful, Joyce. And so try not to ask her questions about homesteading when you're working on getting legal questions answered. Because she could very easily answer either.
Well, you never know. She's out at the front desk. You know, she's not the attorney giving the advice. So while you're waiting, you maybe could sneak in a couple. You might get lucky.
There you go. All right. And now on to open sewing. Open sewing.
Yes. So in addition to having a sewing machine, and that's a recent addition this year in the Library of Things, we've been doing either classes or open sews or both. And right now for July, the summer, we're taking it a little easy and just having an open sew, July 7th, 2 to 4. And we have machines. And so you just can bring your project if you would like and work on it. And we have staff, a person who's experienced in sewing who can help you, give you tips, or you can just use the machines. Or, you know, we've had a few packaged. I don't know if you noticed earlier this year, Suzanne, I know, would really like this. We did totes, you know, cloth totes, really heavy duty ones and such. And I know there's still materials left and patterns, and Kat, who runs this, you could do that if you didn't have your own project, or there's other ones, eye masks and, you know, different projects. So you can also do some of those prepackaged ones.
Nice.
And then be sure to let us know what you're interested in, because we hope to start up classes again coming the fall. And so what people want to learn.
Well, I remember in seventh grade, my home ed class was sewing, and I had quite a time installing a zipper on a garment. But that might be a little complicated.
Well, we did do a class learning to do a zipper, and we have talk of bringing, there's a person who makes these lovely kind of bags, you know, catch-all sling bags and stuff like that with zippers. And she offered to maybe teach us doing zippers by making that. So I don't know if there's interest in that. And I even admitted that I might show up at the next open sew. And, you know, you mentioned that was the last time I sewed, too, was ninth grade. So I don't know if Kat knows what she's getting into when she said, sure, come on in.
It's so true.
I thought maybe I'd try to make a tote.
I do hesitate to think about sewing again because it's been so long. So that might be just the way to start thinking about some easy, simple sewing projects. Way to go. All right, so sewing. And then I'm going to let you go. You go ahead and talk about the next couple of items.
All righty. So our main focus was the Natural Connections for June on the 28th. But for once, I know ahead of time what's coming for July 19th. So I want to let you know the next Natural Connections will be July 19th. And that one will go back to our usual time of 10 to 4. But we hope to still be in the garden. And we have, just go briefly over the lineup there, 10 a.m., Silent Disco in the Garden. And so that'll be freeform dance with wireless headphones guided by Talia Rubin of Secret Sunrise. And it's kind of a special thing. It incorporates self-introspection and reflection with group interaction and play. So that should be really get you going early in the morning there. And then we're going to transition at 11 to Ayurvedic Summer Wellness. And we're going to learn all sorts of techniques to stay cool during the peak of summer with Yvonne Heitz. She's a certified Ayurvedic wellness practitioner. And what makes this one even extra special, you'll notice it's longer, it's 3 hours, because we're also going to cook and eat a meal, lunch, that kind of shows you how to incorporate all of these wonderful techniques and principles at home yourself and get to taste it right then and there. And then last right at that.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
By the time we leave that 11 to 2 p.m. Time with Yvonne, will we all remember how to pronounce Ayurvedic? I have the toughest time with it.
She will school us because I always goof it up too. And Yvonne, I apologize if I said it wrong already on air.
Alrighty. Okay, moving on.
So that meal is also free of charge for participants and no registration required. And then we're going to wrap that day up at 2. We're going to start that program. The last program of the day is 2 p.m. with Holly, a local artist. And some of you might have seen her stuff on the Art Walk. If not, check it out. It's on, what is that street? Cedar Street, right? She's in the gallery there, I think. Anyhow, she's going to be doing an art journal, Your Way to Freedom. And so it's going to be another real hands-on. And she assures me you don't have any prior art experience needed. And she even shared with me that sometimes the artists have the hardest time letting go of their, like, everything's got to be perfect kind of thing, because this is all about process and how this practice can impact your brain and help you cultivate a deeper connection to yourself and the world around you. And she's going to have prompts and all sorts of things, and combining art with writing and journaling. So it should be super exciting.
You know what I love about this is that it's been recommended to me a number of times that I should be getting going with my journal, and I'm erratic. From time to time I'll journal and then I won't. And sometimes it feels like a little bit of a job. You have to get going on it. But to be able to add sketches and art to that, that I think brings a lot of fun to the idea of journaling. I love it.
Yeah, and you can do three-dimensional things. You can do multimedia. You can do all sorts of things. And she said, you know, one of the things to really keep in mind, this is personal. It's a personal journal. So you don't have to worry about anybody reading or thinking of it. And she goes, and even if, you know, you're in a big family and you're afraid somebody's going to read your stuff, she goes, one of the things that she'll often do is she'll write, you know, do your journaling, and she'll put art over it. So you can't read it, but she got it out. She's doing through the whole processing that helps the brain and helps the emotions. But yet you're not worried about your secret things being shared, you know.
No.
Your husband or your kid or whatever, getting into it, sharing it online or something silly.
Now, I wanted to ask you, should one bring their own journaling material, or is that provided?
Everything's provided.
Oh, boy.
That's one of the advantages we do with the Natural Connections. You know, one of the services of the library here, we are so fortunate that we're able to, you know, the public contributes to the library through taxes and other means. And so this is the way that we're able to give back to the community. You're already paying for it in advance, and now you're getting to receive it. Come out to these programs. They're free. They're open to everybody. They're public. You know, for the Natural Connections, the content is more focused towards the interests of adults or adults and teens. But, you know, a lot of these other things like the picnic day, it's everybody, you know. And so people are welcome, and we want to provide the materials so you can learn new things, explore things, share. And if anybody out there is interested in sharing their expertise, like Suzanne, you know, is coming to do, and Yvonne and Holly, please just let me know, because it really is all about everybody getting to know each other and connecting. And a lot of people don't know these things that people have spent years studying. And on the flip side, if you're out there saying, man, I wish somebody would give a talk or a walk or a hike or a this on this or that, you know, and we can go, you know, is there a field trip you need or at a different venue, please let me know. And once again, a way to reach me is 208-263-6930, extension 1103, or joyce@ebonnerlibrary.org. And you can always go on to our website for details on all the different offerings that we have.
I love it. So yes, you'd like to hear from people looking for things that the library might offer, or if you have something that you could offer that folks that visit the library would enjoy learning about. It's a two-way street.
Absolutely. You know, the library isn't the library without the community, and the community mm-hmm. won't be the same without the library. You know, it plays an important role for so many.
I couldn't agree more. We've got one last thing on here. And it says blood drive.
Yes, there is a blood drive on July 23rd, 11 to 2:30. It's recommended to register in advance, but you don't have to. And I don't have, I forgot to bring it, but there's like, win a car or something. I mean, there's some really cool promotion. So you guys are going to have to check that out online. I forgot to bring those details with me. But that's July 23rd. And it's so important, you know, especially in the summertime. A lot of times people get injured or it's harder for them to sometimes get donations of blood. So please do come out for that.
Yes, it's a good thing to do. It doesn't harm your health. Don't be a scaredy cat, especially with a great prize. That's what we should be thinking about. Helps everyone, and it could help you someday.
Yeah,
if people give blood.
Well, and also just want to let people know, you know, we were talking about things besides events. One of the things I was talking to Frank from our lifelong learning program. I don't know. Are you folks familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And he was saying he needs tutors in the summer in particular, because a lot of his tutors are like, oh, I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. And so math, tech tutors, reading mm-hmm. and spelling. You know, reach out to Frank at the library, and if you're willing to offer some of your time to tutor people that are interested in those topics. And then also, if you want to get outdoors and you've got kids, there's the Tales and Trails program that we were talking about over at Pine Street Woods, Tuesdays at 9:30 in the morning. Stroller Brary is at Traverse Park on Mondays for 9:30 for kids. And then Garden Brary is on Wednesdays at 10 at the library in the garden. And I was out there working on something, and so I snooped because the kids were all coming, and I was curious. They made paper last week.
Oh.
And they did a whole thing on trees, and I was talking to Kelly. She said everybody had so much fun. So many of you remember Kelly, our previous garden coordinator, now is the youth coordinator, and her and Carla were out there reading stories, making paper. Those kids were having fun. So all the details you can once again find out online in terms of times, age groups, and all that. So there's tons of fun stuff in the community.
Yes. Okay. Wow. It's a kind of an endless list, and so much great stuff for folks in the summer, and especially kids. I'm happy to hear it. Now, Suzanne is giving me a look like she has more to say.
Well, you know, thinking about the tutoring program, my friend Tom Crowfoot is a tutor at the library, and he teaches chemistry, which I find absolutely fascinating. I love getting down to the below cellular level, right? And you hear people say, oh, they're so smart, they should be a rocket scientist. Well, Tom really is a rocket scientist. He's an amazing person, and he just, if you're looking for tutoring for chemistry, he's your guy.
Wow. Sure. Mm-hmm. And I'll bet he knows how to help folks and help them understand if he's a smart guy like that.
Very much so. Yeah, he's a good papa to his grandkids. He knows how to get to kids and talk to them in a way that they can easily understand.
How nice. Yeah. That's a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Suzanne. Yeah. Well, gals, we're wrapping up what has been a very interesting 45 minutes, almost 50 minutes. And I'm just going to ask if there's anything you'd like to add or any final comments.
Yeah, we keep talking about community and connection. And there's so much available. There's so much available in our little town of Sandpoint all year round. But really, truly, this summer, there's so much going on that there's something for everybody. And I just love that word connection because, you know, coming from, shall I say, west of Spokane or Seattle, where you have that Seattle freeze, that there's literally millions of people there, but you don't know anybody. And here, you start to recognize names, then you go to their classes or, you know, a program that they're teaching, and they become a live person, and then you see them in Winter Ridge or you see them at the bakery in town, you know, and it just warms my heart to know how much this town really values connection.
I like that. Thank you for concluding with that statement.
Joyce. And I would, that's awesome. It's hard to follow, but I want to just do a summary real quick. June 27th, that's a Friday. Please come out to the Pine Street Woods and bring a picnic. Enjoy the day. I'm sure it's going to be perfect weather because, you know, it's a picnic day, so it will be. And hear the steel band and hear the Suzuki string and go to the bookmobile and maybe we'll sneak a hike in. All starting at 12:30 up at Pine Street Woods. It's free, open to everybody. And then the very next day, at Saturday, we're allowing you to sleep in because, you know, after dancing all afternoon, you'll be tired. Sleep in, and we'll start our natural connections on the 28th at 11 a.m., different time than usual, at in the garden at the Sandpoint Library, learning with Jenna Menavina regarding how to build inner strength, sharpen mental clarity, all of those sorts of things through breathing and all kinds of mindfulness and brain techniques that she's going to share with us. And then Suzanne, who you've heard wonderful things from today, is going to do a two-hour program at 12:30, hands-on, learning more about herbs, hacks, and healing. And we'll conclude that Saturday at 2:30 p.m., making natural inks and pigments. And always go to ebonnerlibrary.org for more details or give me a call.
Wow, this summer is going to be a fun one. If you've all listened closely, I think you pretty much have it covered through June and much of July, and keep going to that library website for what's coming next. Listeners, thank you for joining us. We've just been hearing from Joyce Jowdy of the Sandpoint East Bonner County Library and Suzanne Tabor, who is from Cedar Mountain
Herbs School.
Thank you. I was looking at the wrong page, and I didn't want to get it wrong. Well, anyway, I want to thank you gals for joining us today, and I just hope everyone will get out and enjoy the library and the great summer weather. Thanks, folks.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
And KRFY.
Oh, there you go. Thanks a bunch.